Our guest today might have the perfect job, combining a passion for the outdoors and a hugely successful TV career, and it seems a young family too. Lots of DVDs sold along the way. Julia Bradbury, welcome.
Hello, thank you very much. What a lovely intro.
Nice to see you at Smooth Radio.
Lovely to be here. Very nice. I think the last time I was here was with the lovely Lynn Parsons.
We like Lynn.
We do. Yeah, she's a lovely lady.
She can stay another week. You never seem to be off the telly. It's not just Countryfile either, but we should just talk about that programme because it's extraordinary how many people watch it. It puts dramas, which are very expensive, and reality shows ratings just completely to shame.
It really does. Yeah, we're I don't know if we're doing the right thing or the wrong thing. We're cheap telly for them. That's certainly the case.
Yeah.
I think I might have to put in some fees for bonnets and everything. But yeah, we Countryfile, since we moved to the Sunday evening slot, which is 2 years ago now, yeah. Matt Baker and I were asked to come on board for that. And I think the very first viewing, the very first figures that we got back were 6.5 million, and that was when nobody really knew that we were there. They found us,
yeah.
And since then it's just gone from strength to strength. I mean, sometimes we're up into the eights, the nines, and when Matt was doing Come Dancing, Strictly Come Dancing, sometimes we got 13 million. So it's incredible, it really is.
Yeah.
I think genuinely people care and are passionate about our landscape. Mm. You know, Cornwall is the gorgeous seaside and the beaches. We've got craggy rocks in the Peak District. We've really have got it all.
So in the first Great British Countryside, which played last week,
yeah.
You and Hugh Dennis, looking at his face, I think he is about to laugh all the time. And I'm thinking the shots that you've not used for the show, he's basically been joking his way around this filming.
He is a very, very funny man. And this is a departure for him, obviously,
yeah.
Because a lot of people will know Hugh from Outnumbered and Mock the Week. But he studied geography at university. So this is a real passion of his.
He knows
the
his
landscape.
Stuff.
He knows his stratas, yes.
Yeah.
He knows his stuff. But he was a great person to spend a lot of time with. When you're filming these kinds of programmes, you are very often stuck on a mountain on a mountainside,
yeah.
Or a mountain top, or in a field, and you're getting drizzled on, and you know they're long, wet, drizzly days a lot of the time.
Well, you filmed that one in November, didn't you, in Devon and Cornwall, that
yeah.
First show. Not the most hospitable time of year to be out.
No,
and about.
And did you see the rolling waves as they came in? They were this muddy brown colour, and they looked completely unappealing, but actually still the most popular destination in this country for holidays.
Mm. We're going to talk more about tomorrow's episode of Great British Countryside, but you've given us a lovely selection of songs which put online, and we'd like to play a couple of them. Today I'd love to play Bowie's Heroes and know why you picked that. I think it takes you to another part of the world, doesn't it?
It does take me to another part of the world. Obviously just a classic, great, great tune. I went up Eyjafjallajökull 2 years ago, which is the biggie. It's that volcano in Iceland that caused all the trouble all over the world, the volcanic ash that stopped the planes from taking off. So we made a documentary about that very volcano.
Before or after?
Afterwards. Okay. And we had done a long, hard day in Iceland. I think we'd hiked about 17 or 18 k's in one stretch.
Mm.
So we were fairly tired, and we were leaving our spot and heading across the Icelandic landscape in a big 4x4, because that's what you need to get across all the ravines and rivers of Iceland. And it just seemed the appropriate song to play as we were all slumped in the back.
We could be heroes.
And I must say, Bowie works in any landscape, but he really works in the Icelandic landscape.
Yeah, definitely. And just say the name of that volcano again, just because people are so impressed.
Eyjafjallajökull.
How many times did you have to practice before you got that
right? I mean, it was constant. I got all of the guides to repeat that expression, that name again and again and again into my phone. And then I just listened to it. And then I would say it and it would be wrong and they'd go, no. And I'd say it again. They'd go, no. I think it took me 3 or 4 days. The Icelandic vocabulary has vowels and sounds that just don't exist in our language. Eyjafjallajökull.
I'm not even going to try.
No.
But I'm going to play David Bowie, and we'll talk some more tomorrow with Julia Bradbury.